upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm John.
I'm Terry.
Hey, so we're doing something a little bit different today, obviously. No Jason, trying to get in some extra content. And figured since we are together, we would talk a little bit about marriage relationships, which, you know, that's kind of obvious, isn't it? You want to pray for us?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jesus, we come to you right now, and we are going to lift I and John up to you right now. We're going to lift up all of our listeners to you, Jesus, and we want to bless everybody that listens to us and just go with our episode and please just get people to listen to us. And we just, we do everything in your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know that we're the authority on a good relationship necessarily, but I think we have a solid relationship.
For the most part, I think we do.
I mean, ooh, bug report? Do you remember the Leonard and Penny bug report thing?
No.
You don't remember that from Big Bang Theory? When they were they said, we'll do a beta test, like they were just deciding whether or not they're going to date again. And they're going to fill out their bug report, and Penny would report like one or two little things, and Leonard comes with a laundry list. Yeah, and she's like, okay. So there's a bug report for his bug report. Now, the interesting thing about relationships to me, specifically marriage relationships, is that none of them look alike.
Absolutely not.
So what's okay and what's good in one relationship doesn't necessarily work for another.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that as a kind of a, for instance, somebody made a comment to you about getting away from me, right? And like your time away from me, and you kind of were offended by it. Like,
I was.
But that's because that's what their relationship looks like, not yours.
Right.
So people project their relationship onto other people, mm-hmm. right? And so they mm-hmm. just expect that you want to have, because they want to have time away from their spouse, mm-hmm. they expect that you want to have time away from your spouse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like for me personally, I would rather you be wherever I am all the time.
Well, yeah, and I get that. Like I said, and they might have been talked wrong. Because I probably didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're doing something, mm-hmm. it's not that I don't want to be a part of it. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
It got told that wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't meant to mean like that.
Sometimes you say things like, look, when we're in a close proximity to each other, we're in a relationship, and this is not just in a marriage, but any relationship, there are times when you're going to be annoyed with each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are. But sometimes we all have to speak and tell each other what we mean and how mm-hmm. we, and sometimes it's easier said than done, because
sure.
sometimes I don't speak up and I don't talk about it because it's just easier just to like,
what do you
decide sometimes?
What do you feel like kind of like the main cause or the main shortcoming that we have in our relationship?
Food.
It's not the food itself. It's not the food itself that's the problem.
It's what we're going to cook.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
I don't know. Every time I was like, what are we cooking? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. And it's always a problem. Like, it's like, okay, like we used to make dinner plans. Okay, we're going to cook this Monday and going to cook this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we did really well for a while. And then it was like, well, I don't want that again. Or I want to do this. And it was, it's, food is a problem. I don't know why. Sometimes I just don't want to cook because I don't want to talk about it.
That's pretty much every time.
Every time. Anything else? Easy. So easy. Now, at the beginning of our relationship, it was our kids.
Yeah.
It was our kids because I never had boys.
We struggled a bit with that. Yeah, for sure.
Our boys, I never had boys, so I don't.
And our parenting methods were different.
Way different. Way different. But it got better. Blended families are hard. And sure. If you have a blended family, it's going to take time. Just remember that.
I remember dozens and dozens and dozens of conversations about how this will change someday. This is all going to look a lot different mm-hmm. later on. Mm-hmm. Like I remember us saying something like, look, it may be tough now, but one day they will look back and they will respect you. They will mm-hmm. love you. They will appreciate mm-hmm. everything that you did for them. Mm-hmm. And we've reached that point.
We have reached to this that time. Point. Yes.
But there were plenty of times when it didn't feel like that was ever going to come.
No. You but know what I mean? I was learning just as they were learning.
Yeah.
So, but it was good. It was good conversations. And we've had great conversations now.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. so, but yeah.
Back to the food thing. We're going to work this out on Bumper Sticker Wisdom today. Okay. Don't you... Okay, we listen and we don't judge. Oh, man. I think sometimes it's like for me specifically, it's like I just don't want to make a decision. Don't ask me to make another decision.
Me either. I don't either. So it's like, okay, this is probably what we should do. We should write, and this is just me thinking out
loud. I hear you.
We should just write things, put it in a bucket, and then pick out.
Like, draw out of the hat today because I don't care. Yeah,
Even hot dogs.
She has a problem with me and chili dogs. Like, I don't really care for chili dogs.
I do. It's my favorite.
It's not that I don't like chili dogs, but you get in the habit sometimes of, like, wanting that on a consistently, like, every Monday type thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not that.
It's just like you and your sausage. I don't want sausage. I try to do, like... chicken.
Again, it's not that I don't like sausage. I just don't like it a lot. I just don't.
It's cheap and it's easy. And moving on.
We're not a mom. And you're not a mom in our house anymore.
We'll just put it this way. I'm one of those parents that I had. My mom was one of those people. She had four kids.
Yeah,
it was like, bam, 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 here.
Yeah, wham, bam, we're done. Yep, I get it.
Was flavor a part? Absolutely not.
We did not take flavor into consideration. I get none. It.
So when we ate food, it was like we didn't know what flavor it was. We didn't know that you didn't burn things. It was when we had steaks, they were like this big.
The paper thin, yeah.
When we got together, it was like, this is not a steak. Mm-hmm. This is actually a steak. This is what it's supposed to taste like. Like, it was delicious. But we had, like, my mom had four kids to have to feed, plus my grandma lived across the street.
And your dad.
And my dad. Yeah, my dad worked. I mean, he won income, you know?
So the what you're saying, though, is that is, like, influenced the way you are in mm-hmm. that regard. But, like, I don't approach food with that.
Exactly. I know you don't. You're the cook. I am not. I'm one of those people. I have a mission. I come home. I cook. Dump. That's it.
Yeah.
Clean. Done. I'm out. Sit.
Yeah.
Sit.
I think we can. And recently I've been asking about at my work about trying to adjust my schedule a little bit for that specific reason.
Right.
Because if I just will do more of the cooking, then it becomes less of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because mm-hmm. then I can do anything when it comes to the kitchen
mm-hmm.
for the most. I suck at making tortillas and bread.
I beg to differ. I think you do well at it. I think you are like that. You, everything that you do is very great. I've never found something that I didn't like that you didn't cook.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, you're a very great cook.
She used to question everything I did in the kitchen.
I did. Ooh,
what is that? Why are you doing that? What is that about?
Yeah. So like I said, like I said, I don't do that anymore. I just don't tell me when you're going to put mayonnaise in it because I won't eat it. I won't put
mayonnaise
in it. Like I said, when I watch TikTok, it's like, oh, mayonnaise. Flip. No. Not doing that one.
You know, and we have done a lot of things where we learn stuff from, like we pick up recipes off of TikTok and stuff like that.
I love the skillet lady. The skillet lady is my favorite.
She's a beast. She's way better than me in the kitchen.
The deal is when I go back to the point where we're eating, sometimes I just don't want to eat. I don't, like, it's like to make the decision, I just don't want to eat then. It's like I don't feel hungry because I have to make the decision and then I don't want to eat when I cook. I feel like that the last couple months.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just, like, if I don't make a decision, I just feel like I'm not hungry.
Okay, so understanding that there's been a, you're, like, getting hives over here because you're talking about it and you don't like talking about it.
I don't. If food is just not, I'm like.
But we have to because it can't continue to be an issue, right? So the question becomes, what do you do about it, right? What do you do about it? How do you change? How do you adjust? And this is relational stuff, right? So.
Like, this should be easy. This should be the easy part.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. It's food. But, you know, it's not. It's hard. It's like, me and Brittany talk about. I said, what are you having? I call everybody. What are you having for dinner? What are you having? What are you having? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's really, it's difficult for me.
Because you're
like, well, I don't care. I'm going to eat it anyway. Just put on. I'm like, but to have that attitude, I'm like,
well, I mean, it does. Okay, look, it's your mom didn't give a damn what you wanted. She put it in the plate, put it in front of your face, and you ate it, right?
You did not complain. You ate it or you starved,
right?
But that generation here is not, it's not like that. Your dad never complains. He did last night, but
it's a little spicy. It's a little spicy. I don't know why, but it was a little spicy for some reason.
I like spicy, and
well, I understand that,
but it was spicy for me too. But I agree. But
it was good. It was very good. I liked it. I wasn't excited about it when you showed it to me.
But I know. But it was like, are you gonna make this a once a week thing? Those comments.
Sorry.
I don't need that comment. I don't need that.
Okay.
That's what hurts my feelings. I'm like.
Okay, but understanding again that the thing becomes like, okay, we go off experience. Right. And in my experience, when you find something that you like, you get to where you want that all the time, or you want to repeat it over and over and over again.
Like,
right?
I would have a sausage, green beans, and bacon. That's my favorite. I make it, and it's like, ugh. But you make it, it's flavorful. I don't know why.
So it's just, but see, that's the thing, though. So, like, and I think in a way, it's like anything else. It's in a way, it's like, over submission, right? It's like just trying to be, I just want to please you.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't, this, like you said, this is a silly reason for us to have conflict, which is interesting that in most relationships, it is the silliest stuff that causes the biggest problems.
It
right?
is.
And it's like,
it is.
Why? Why?
Yeah. It is.
And we've established in our relationship with each other that, like, I say I love you with food. Mm-hmm. Right, because I take it very seriously, and I'm very hard on myself when I cook.
Yes,
right,
you are.
Very hard on myself.
Yes,
because
you are.
I have a vision and I want it to be that way, and I'm so stubborn.
Just like Jason says, when you cook your brisket, stop thinking so much.
I did this last time.
You did. Yes and no.
What do you mean? What did I do?
Yes and no. You still thought a lot about it.
I mean, I tried to take care of it, but I wasn't, like, over-examining it. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to make sure I got it cooked the way I wanted it.
Yeah.
Which is a process. I don't care what anybody says. He doesn't just throw that thing in there and leave. Disappear forever.
He says he does, but I don't know. We're moving on.
We're not done yet.
With that conversation.
No, I get it. But I just, that's one of the things that causes part of the conflict, because I know you don't want to wait for me to cook.
No, because right. But you take forever to cook too, though.
It takes time to cook good food.
I know. That's when you get off, you're like, I'm starving. Because you and I are the same.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We eat at the same time. We eat by 11. So when you get off, it's like...
it's time for dinner, yeah.
It's dinner, you know?
And I get that.
I want to eat by 6. I don't want to eat past 6.
Yeah. I understand.
So, but yes.
Still haven't come up with a solution.
And probably today's not the day we find a solution. But that is probably our biggest thing is
I would say if there's anything that it, from having this little back and forth, the one thing that I would say is the give up attitude, that's not helping anything
absolutely
either, right?
Not.
Like, well, absolutely. I'm just not going to eat then. Like, I hate that.
No, absolutely not. No. No, that's not fair either. But
I get it. I totally understand. I get it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to have a mutual agreement. Mm-hmm. We can't. I don't. Shouldn't critique you about how you, and you shouldn't say, "Hey, well, you know, we already had." You know, because I tried to make it. You know, where yeah. It's different.
This didn't come to a problem until we had no kids at home.
I know, because I would cook, and if they didn't like it, I cooked them something else, which. I know that was silly, but my mom would not.
You ain't doing that for me. You don't have a backup plan for John.
No.
But that's because I won't do that. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
Your dad would eat anything.
He's always said that. There's a commercial. Give it to Mikey. He'll eat it.
There's one thing. He will not eat chili with beans.
Nope. Sure will not.
Will not eat chili with beans.
Yep. That is for sure. That actually was an argument in our house.
That was an argument in our house.
And yes. Dad was not very nice. Neither was Terry. I get stuck in the middle of that. I think that sometimes, and I don't want to stay on bad. That was like a good thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I get very uncomfortable with y'all's interactions, mm-hmm. like with Dad and your mm-hmm. interactions, mm-hmm. because I don't know how to. Y'all say just let us do it, and I'm like,
it's hard.
How you wouldn't. If it was me with your mom or your sisters or something like that, mm-hmm. you would step in too. You would
really.
Try to help smooth it over. You know what I mean? But yeah. It's hard. It puts you in the middle, or it puts me in the middle.
Right.
And you don't want that, but it's like, I don't know how to not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that I get the most uncomfortable by.
Yeah.
Right? The arguments about the dog or... You know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. I did not lock that back door. No one else touched it. So right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's things like that that are very uncomfortable for me and like make me shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get
whatever.
You. I totally understand. Totally understand that, yeah.
So anyway, moving on past the bad stuff, let's talk about something positive. So you've identified a thing that's maybe a stressor in a relationship, mm-hmm. but what are things that are positive about our relationship?
We did talk about, you know, we do sit down. We do sit down as a couple and we do talk about the Bible. Mm-hmm. I do like sitting down. We have that one book that we get into. I really I enjoy that in the mornings.
Yeah.
I do. We have kind of got off, but
yeah,
we do that.
Well, we talked about that yesterday and mm-hmm. I told you like, I don't care about anything else. I mean, I do, but
yeah,
I want that time in the morning.
Yes. Cause in our morning time is the best time. Because when we get off work, it's like...
And we have a lot of other things going on, too.
Other stuff, you know, stuff like that. So I do enjoy that.
Podcast stuff doesn't just throw itself together, right? It takes time.
It does take time. But like I said, you moving to Mondays is going to be so much easier for us on the weekends to do other things
and so
be, you know...
I think so, too.
You know,
I'm actually pretty excited about it.
I am, too. Because you do put a lot into that. And I
do-do.
Support
she
you.
Said, you do-do.
You do-do. You do a lot for that.
That is one thing that, like, man, I am one of the ways that I am super blessed in this marriage is the level of support. Like, you just, doesn't matter really. If I tell you I have a vision, you're just like, well, let's go. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're always get in the back seat and let's go. We're on this ride. Let's get it.
I will always, journeys.
It's different for me, though, because I'm not used to that.
Right. And I get that. But like I said, I've always been that person that, well, look, hey, I want this for you. I want you. Like I said, our childhoods were so different.
Yeah.
You know, your childhood was so different than mine. You lived a very, not a great childhood like me. I mean, I had everything, you know. Did we have the money? No. But like I said, I had great parents. We did lots of things. We didn't have money, but we did better things. You did not. And so to see the things that you want to strive through, I want to be a part of that thing. Yeah. You know, I want to be a part of those things with you.
I would tell you that familial stuff was very, I wouldn't say it was non-existent. It just wasn't common.
Mm-hmm.
With my family. So we didn't sit at a dinner table together ever unless it was a special occasion, right? Like, and there was a lot of family there. And then I didn't get to sit at the table anyway because I wasn't supposed to be at the table. You know what I mean? And so like that kind of stuff is the stuff that like really, it sucks because it creates barriers in your future life. You know what I mean? And people can tell you, just get over it. And it's like, I try. What do you want me to do, bro?
Trust me, I know.
You know?
It's like our family functions. It's hard for you because...
Golly. It's not as bad anymore, but like the first like 7 or 8 years, it was like, bro, you are killing me with this stuff. Like... somebody needs to decide they're not going to celebrate a birthday or something, because for crying out loud, we do something every weekend. There's a, well, it's this person's birthday. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Happy birthday, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a reason to drink beer. I could do that here.
Right. But we were not like that.
Yeah, I know.
We are very family oriented. So it's hard because I'm like, I want to be a part of that. I want to go. Yeah. I want to do those things. I want to be a part of that, even if it's for a couple hours and stuff like that. So
it didn't used to be that way, though. If it was going to happen, it was a commitment. It wasn't a couple hours. It was, we're going to be here. Wow.
you know? But you've gotten better. You have gotten a lot better, you know.
I appreciate that. And as have you. So I just, again, going back to the support thing, like I never got that from my parents, or like my dad wasn't super involved when I was young. So like when I say parents, I'm not including him, because he would have been. Just like he is right now. Like, and the thing I've really appreciated about dad is like he actually tries to help me think of ways to change things and improve things and stuff like that too. So, you know, in this relationship, it's one of the things that I have to get more comfortable with, but it's one of the things that I love and appreciate the most. Is just the level of support and like always being ready to pick up the flag and ride with me. Like, okay, let's go. Here we go.
I'm the person.
Without even worrying about it. You know what I mean? And I think that a way that our relationship is actually healthy for the most part, sometimes not, just like anybody, because we try to communicate, right? Mm-hmm. Like we actually... it's taken us a while to get there, but we actually try to discuss the things that hurt, the things that upset us, the things that make us feel like not valid, but not invalid, but they just, the things that upset you, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're a little more likely to bottle it up a little bit.
I am.
Which
we know
that can cause problems.
Yes.
Because the longer you hang on to it, the more it festers and gets nasty and dirty and ugly and black.
Oh, no, I'm terrible.
You're not terrible.
I know. I told myself I would quit telling myself that. Yes, because the other day I was talking to Brooke and I told her, I said, I'm just lazy. She's like, of all people, you're not lazy. So I need to quit telling myself that, because those things that you tell yourself, you know.
It goes back to, man, I wish you could see you the way I see you.
I know.
You know,
that's like you tell yourself that, you know,
same thing. And it's like the same thing with, I wish we could understand. If you want to know how God sees you, really read his word. But at the same time, I know what God says about me in that word. And I still don't think he sees me that way. And it's like, man, it's because the enemy has us fooled. He has us completely fooled.
It's funny because he don't even have to say anything.
Not anymore.
The devil don't have to say anything because he's just like, I mean, he don't even have to whisper nothing, because We do it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We sit in our own bodies.
Yep.
We do it to our own bodies, and he don't even have to do anything. Yep. You know?
He just says, see?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Knew it. Called that.
You know? Just like, because it's just like, it's funny because I'm doing so well in my walk, and I'm starting a group.
And I'm proud of you.
I know. I'm like, I'm scared. But I'm going to do this because God's telling me, you should do this. Let's do this. Let's do this group. And it's like, other things are coming. Like, the enemy is just like,
hey, he wants you to doubt.
Yeah, he's doubting me. And I'm like, no, I don't know. And it's like, it's like he's following me. And I'm like, stop. Everything is just coming back at me. And well, this and that. And it's Brooke told me the other day, she's like, he knows you're doing better. So he's following you to give you things to doubt yourself, Terry, and to doubt you because you're at the table. You're doing the things you're supposed to be doing. And he's telling you, look, you can't. Look, they don't even see you there. They don't even look at you like that. And I'm like, looking at myself, I'm like, you're right. Okay, what am I doing here? He's telling you you're not worthy enough.
Right. Which is what?
A lie.
It's a lie.
Look at my mirror. We wrote it up there.
You are enough. I am enough. Yep.
I look at myself. I'm like, I'm enough. Mm-hmm. I am enough.
Yeah.
Because God says, I am enough.
Yeah. You're a bad mother.
And then I have you because we are enough together. And with us enough together, he has nothing. He has no hold over us. And our relationship is so much more powerful with God in it.
Yeah. And it goes to it's God, us, spouse, everything else, right behind that. And look, I love family. I love my children. I love, you know what I mean, like deeply. But nobody comes before you as far as that goes. The only thing that goes above you is God, right?
Yes.
But the thing about these relationships like that is there's still going to be things that we have to work through, right? Right. We've been together, it's 14 years, not 15 years.
Right.
Because my 15-year anniversary at my job is this January, and mm-hmm. we didn't start seeing each other until a year later, right? Like that next December.
Right.
So we haven't earned it all yet. We haven't gotten that far yet. It feels like we've been together for freaking ever.
Yeah. But we're still going to, even when we get to that point, we're still going to be learning each other. You know, we're still never going to be perfect. We're still going to be learning each other because there's going to be new things. Yeah. We're still going to be growing and we're still going to learn.
We're changing.
We're changing every day, you know.
And I try to be, man, I'm so much better than I once was. I'm telling you, in all ways, I am so much better than I once was. Like recently, we've been dealing with, you know, dishwasher breakdown, refrigerator breakdown, washing machine breakdown. And like, there were several moments where I was ready to just start flipping stuff. Yep. I'm out. Yep. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Right. And trying to maintain my composure and then not lash out, not be mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I had blood in my cheeks from biting my lips. You know what I'm saying? And it's just because I'm trying because I know you don't deserve that. You haven't done anything. You didn't tell the refrigerator, hey, stop working so we can piss John off. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not like that.
Right.
But in the moment when I'm struggling with something and then sometimes you hear somebody over here in your ear, like, well, maybe this and maybe that. And it's like, just shut up. Just shut up. You know what I mean? But anyway, I try to think about like who I was when we first started seeing each other, mm-hmm. who I am now, who I was in between, who I've been in between. There's been a lot of change mm-hmm. over the years. Growth.
I know I've grown. I've grown a lot. So
you're not that same person as when we started seeing each other. No,
not at all.
Not at all. And I'm so proud of who you've become not only who you've become, but who you're becoming. Thanks. Right. You put yourself out there a lot more now than you used to. You didn't used to like to speak about things like your relationship with Christ or pray with people and things like that because Why? Because you didn't think you were smart enough, right? You used to tell yourself that. I'm just not smart enough. Yeah. I'm stupid. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
I know. I still go into that place and I was like, hey, stupid. And I was like, I don't say that word no more. They're like, why? I said, because I'm not stupid. And they're like, oh, but did you think yourself was stupid? And I was like,
I identified that for you.
If you only knew.
That used to be your greeting.
Yes.
It's stupid. Hey, stupid. Right? That used to be your greeting. And I remember pointing this out to you.
You did.
I remember telling you, you know why you do that? And you're like, why? Because you think yourself that way. So you, you're doing is you're projecting your feelings about yourself onto other people to make you feel better.
Oh yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
It's actually, and it's funny because when I went to that first year, I went to that women's conference and that lady talked about your brain.
Yeah.
And when you put something in your head, it's just like that little piece of just, and you just feed that and you just keep feeding that.
Yeah.
It just makes it, you know. Yeah. And I'm like,
It's beautiful, all the things that I've seen you grow through and come through. Mm-hmm. You know, you are an all-in type of person on things. When you get something in your mind that this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. You know what I mean? And like, you know, again, so you've grown yourself in ministry in the church, and now you pray with people in public out loud, which is hard at first. And the only reason it's hard has nothing to do with God. Mm-mm. It has to do with your own self-doubt.
It's funny because everybody tells me, I just love that you leave the altar. And I'm like, just because, I don't know, it's just something that comes over me and I just leave. I'm like, I'm going to go pray over this person. Just want to grab this person and pray over them, you know? And people are just like, just looks at me and I'm like, no,
that's something
that comes over me.
Whenever I first started praying and I started hooking up with Miss Thelma.
Oh, I love Thelma.
That's one of the things that she talked about. She's like, she started talking to me about that. She's like, I know you can see it. Mm-hmm. Just go do it. And I was like, I still haven't got there. Right. It's like that deal with Pastor Richie that day. Whenever I felt like I had this stirring in my heart that I needed to take this to Pastor Richie, and I didn't do it. Why? Because I'm scared. I don't know why.
I don't know.
You have a weird confidence about you about this stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I get you.
It's inspiring, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole reason I'm even in church, not the whole reason I'm in church now, but the reason I ended up there was because of you. Right?
It's not because of me.
It is because of you. It's because that you're the tool that God used.
True.
Right?
True. It's no brownie points. It's God showed you, hey.
I get that. Yep. She said it's not no brownie points.
My mom says it's brownie points, but I love her to death. But it's.
Look, God doesn't keep score like that.
Absolutely not.
I really don't believe that God keeps score. I don't think he's up there going, check.
Nope, I don't either.
Check. Oh,
I don't think so either. But yes. I
think he actually looks down on you and smiles with just the biggest smile. So proud of you. I know. Like I am. You know? Thanks. I truly believe that.
Thanks.
So as you see, guys, how easily it is to go from a bad conversation to like getting all lovey-dovey and emotional. It's pretty quick. It's easy. It's not hard. Just say nice things to each other. It's not hard. But that goes into that thing. The words are powerful.
It's
not just the words that you're speaking out. It's the words that you say right inside your head, inside your mind. And they swim around and bounce around inside your skull.
That's what's wrong with our world today. So, because there's not enough encouraging words. So I've been watching TikTok and I've been, there's these people. And of course, I live in Amarillo and we don't have parks you can go to that people sit in parks like you do when you go to New York and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Central Park.
So I'm making these cards. I'll just show you. Making these cards like this that I'm going to just see people and I'm going to give them to people, encouraging just good words to give to people. And I have a stack of them about like this big that I'm going to start giving to people that need to hear just a kind word. Yeah. You know, people need them. And my first person that I gave them to was my husband. Yes, I started him off with him. And he's actually passed one off to one of his coworkers.
Yeah, I've been trying to share them. One that you shared with me that really struck me, it was pretty recently. I don't know if it was last week or this week. I don't remember. And I just once you give them to me, I'll put them up on my dashboard mm-hmm. for a few days until I get like three or four, and then I'll replace them. But one, it really made me think a lot that day, and it said, "You are who you needed when you were young," mm-hmm. and I was like, to have no, and it really made me think about it, like think about myself today. And think about if I could have mentored myself, mm-hmm. right? If I could have been or had somebody like me, or you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like, when could you go back and talk to your younger self? And man, there's a million things I would tell myself
exactly.
if I could go back.
Yeah, you know what I'm you saying? Know? But we have to. I'm so sorry, but we have to see other people and be able to give them something.
Yeah.
You know, just like our relationships.
Yeah.
People think that we have a great relationship. I wish it was great. It's not always great. We have our moments.
Yep.
But people won't want what we have. You're not going to get what we have. We have worked very hard where we are today. Mm-hmm. But it's not great every day. It's not always great. But, dude, there are great days.
Yeah. There's things in our relationship that are still being evolved and growing and changing. Like, understand, we still don't always communicate all that well.
No.
Sometimes we do. And yeah. sometimes we, like, this is, we haven't had a conversation like this one here in a long time.
In a very long time. We probably do need to do this
more often. Yeah, I know. And because you'll walk away from here feeling different, right?
Absolutely.
About, not just about the relationship, but just in general. Like, man, I do try to in myself speak, I do try to talk to myself about the reasons that we love, that I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the things that I appreciate about you. The problem is that a lot of that stuff stays up here.
Mine too.
Rather than saying them.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I try to, but I don't always.
Me either.
You know, therefore I had to stop doing it because we're getting too many, but I started just because I want you to know, I think about you. I think about you all the time. And so like, I started trying to buy plants because I know you like plants.
I know. I love them. And we only kept one alive. Oh, we have two alive. I'm sorry. We have two.
Yeah, we've got a couple. That one flower, there's three.
Oh, yes, we have three. We just didn't keep
which the one? Venus fly traps. I think those were dead when I bought them because I don't know what they're supposed to look like. Your mom's look great.
Well, hers are dying too, so you need to tell her, well, hey, how's that one? Have you lost some of your little plants? Have you lost some of the...
We found out, is that the lily? Is it a lily, that thing that stands up real tall with the roots are in the water?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? I think it's a lily. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know what they're called.
But anyway, those are because I wanted you to know that I was thinking about you, yes. right? And things like that. And it's like little... And you're an acts of service person. That's your love language, mm-hmm. right? Like... That's how you say I love you. Mm-hmm. I'm a touchy-feely person, right? And that's not who you are. Sometimes you are.
I am sometimes. Sometimes I'm very, yes, sometimes I am. But
speaking of which, let's go back to the beginning of our relationship. I remember, I don't know if we've talked about any of this stuff ever but on here, but I remember when we first started talking, you asked me to go up to Polly's Pub and have a beer, mm-hmm. right? And I went up there, and you just started to tell me a story about being on a date.
I was.
And you're talking trash about homeboy because he was trying to hold your hand, and you're like, don't hold my hand.
Sweaty hand.
Fast forward roughly a month or so later, we go to a movie on Christmas night. I've talked to Jason about this was our tradition for a while, and I leaned as far away from you as possible. I was like way over here in the chair. And but then you tried to hold my hand, and I was like, don't hold my hand. Because I didn't want you to look at me like that. You know what I mean?
Right, I got you. But then you stood outside my window when it was cold the very first night in shorts.
I'm a man.
Okay.
I wasn't really cold. I didn't feel cold until I got in the truck about 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Good Good times, good times.
Good times, good times. Back when we were in love. That's funny.
Oh.
We have had a lot of good times. Look, every relationship's going to come with difficulty, right?
Absolutely. And if it doesn't, that means you're not growing.
Right.
You have to learn to, if you're not fighting and difficulties, right. you're right. not growing. I'm sorry. You can't sit here and tell me everything is perfect.
If you ain't fighting, are you even in a relationship? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Speaking of bumper sticker wisdom, I told you this when it happened about a specific somebody that you and I both aren't really fans of, and he's never really said anything very encouraging in his life. But that one time he said to me, and he was talking about his marriage, he said, you know, if you're not fighting, then it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like that means if you don't want to fight, then it's not worth it to you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That stood out to me
mm-hmm.
because it came from, first of all, the source it came from, I didn't expect it. And second of all, it's true. It's true. If you decide that, you know what, I'm done. I'm not even going to fight anymore. Mm-hmm. Then what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just giving up is not always, you know.
It's not an option.
It's not an option, you know.
I'm way too stubborn to give up.
Yep. Me too. I mean, I'm going to say I did give up, but, you know, on some things. But, you know, they were things that needed to come out of my life.
Did you give up on your relationship, or did you walk away from a relationship that wasn't going anywhere?
I walked relationships that were not, you know, or that were not healthy for me. So.
Right.
So.
I mean, we both clearly have a previous marriage because mm-hmm. we're a blended family. Mm-hmm. Three sons and two daughters are jumbled up in age, but they're all really mm-hmm. close in age from
yeah.
one kid to the next. And. Yeah. You know, I was, whenever you and I first started talking, I was not in a good headspace. I was not in a good place at all. Like, just still, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't know, honestly, never thought I'd get married again. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd had a relationship or two, but neither one, like, I quickly realized that they were using me for different things. Mm-hmm. One just wanted to be married, like, so bad mm-hmm. To anybody, because yeah. quickly after we stopped dating, she was married to somebody.
Nails,
and then,
yeah.
and then another one just needed a daddy for their kids. And yeah. I love those kids, but it wasn't good for me,
yeah.
you know, and I stepped away. And then you burst through the door.
Because I'm just like that?
She sure is. You just kicked the door open and made me have a relationship with you. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But
I'm just, sometimes I can be forceful, sometimes I can't. Well, no, I'm always forceful.
You're very forward and very yeah. forceful. Yeah.
But it's funny because you, with you, the other two people that I was with, I pretty much did everything.
Yeah.
My first marriage, I worked two jobs. I did everything. So it was like, you know, but
I got the raw end of the deal. I'm just kidding.
I just work. I'm one of those people. I work. I don't know what else to do besides work.
The thing that, and it hasn't been a venting session or anything like that, but if there's one thing about from this conversation that I hope people take is, look, if you want to have a good relationship, work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your partner.
Yep.
You know, talk about your goals, your dreams, your feelings.
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah.
Dude, you are 100% my best friend.
You are my best friend.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I don't tell you. There's nothing that you don't know about that I know of, unless there's something locked away in my mind from, you know, my past. There's nothing you don't know about.
Right.
Nothing. You're the person I call when I need to talk to somebody, right? And look, Jason's my brother, and like, yeah, he's my best friend too, but in yeah. a different way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there are things that I can't talk to you about, but there's nothing that you don't know.
No, right.
You
right.
know what I mean?
No, I get that.
Like, I can't talk to you about, like, I got a little weepy last weekend whenever we started talking about the suicide thing, mm-hmm. right? And, like, talking to you about just not, I remember feeling no hope.
Yeah.
And no point and no purpose and no mm-hmm. value. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. that still lingers.
Yeah.
In my mind, in my heart. And there have been times when the thought will run through my head, like, I could just take, there's a shotgun in that closet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because my first instinct when I hear that is, shut up.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that.
Right.
You're not going to do that. This life is still worth living.
It is.
You know what I mean? Even though it sucks at times, it's hard. The challenges get tiresome. Like, I get so tired of the same things over and over and over again and never feeling like we're getting anywhere sometimes. Right. And I'm not talking about our relationship. I'm talking about
life in general.
Life in general,
life
yeah.
Life in general, yes.
You know, you get so tired of putting in so much effort and seeing mm-hmm. no motion.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
I totally understand that.
But perseverance means something too. And sometimes my stubbornness actually serves a good purpose. Because I will continue. I'll continue to fight. I'll continue to keep on stepping. I may not get very far, but I'm going to keep on walking.
Yep.
You know?
Life is worth living.
Life is worth living.
And you have to have love to do that.
It's not real, not feeling unloved or unwanted or unseen. That's something like people just want to know that somebody sees them. That's what those cards are for me. Or like what I think that they are for people. Hey, you're seen. I see you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's what they're supposed to be.
And it's because people go through life literally like they're invisible.
Yes.
Nobody even knows I'm here. Yeah. Nobody knows nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's a freaking miserable existence.
This world is terrible.
It's full of brokenness, but there's also good, right? There's.
You just have to have that one person.
At least one. If you can get one, that's enough.
That's what I want to work on. That is my mission. That's what I want to do. I just want to just go and just hand them to, you know.
Did you read that card? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it said. Oh, no, you did. I was going to did you read it on here?
Oh, no. Did you
I was going to say read it since you showed everybody. Okay. What does it say?
It says, I'm so proud of how far you're came.
I'm so proud of how far you've come.
Yes. How far he's come. And he has. Yeah. Jason has come so far, you know, to talk about the things he talks about. I'm just like, ooh. You just talked about that? I'm like, ooh.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's things he just talks about. I'm just like, yeah. I don't know if I could talk about some of those things, you know, for people to hear.
Yeah.
I'm just proud of him. He has come so far. He has come to a great family. I mean, our family just, we all love Jason. Jason is just, he and his mom's, I love Kelly to death. I mean, she's just, she's come
strong
so.
Strong woman, strong
a very woman. Strong woman. She's has gone through so much, you know. So I'm just glad they're part of our family. I really am I'm glad Laura has someone that can love her for who she is, for her brokenness. She'll never tell anybody she's broken.
Fair. We don't like to tell people we're broken.
No. But we're all broken.
True.
We're all broken. I don't care. You can sit here all day long and say, I'm fine. I'm fine. No, you're not. You're not fine. But you know what? That man knows everything, and you cannot hide anything from that man because he knows. And he sent Jason to you for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he loves you so much.
Yeah. And I mean, we've grown too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doing this and this process. Oh, man. This is a part of the story too. You know, Bumper Sticker Wisdom itself is a part of the story. And it's we're creeping up on 2 years now that we've been doing this.
We're doing this in my house. And I thought, ooh, I got 3 bedrooms. And yes. And you go, I'm going to do this in the podcast room. I was like, oh. Okay. Fine.
You have third bedroom now, never touch it.
I know, but it's not the same. It's not, still have those things on the wall.
Those are going to be there forever.
We ain't pulling them off.
Because it's going to take the fits. You'll never get it off.
It's fine. But like I said, my journey is your journey. Your journey is my journey. Mm-hmm. And I love you. And we're going to do this together.
Yeah. It says two become one flesh, right? When two are joined together and become one flesh. And that's truly what this relationship is to me. Like, our if tattoos. I'm doing it, you're doing it. If we're in it, we're in it together.
Yes, you know absolutely. What I mean?
And so it's just so cool for me to, again, just to kind of circle back to that. Like, it's so cool for me to have somebody that wants to share in the dreams, right? Because as a child, as a young person, I had dreams. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had dreams. Now, were they good dreams? I don't know. Were they accomplishable? Probably not. But I had dreams, but nobody supported them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They really just tried to discourage that dream more than those dreams more than anything. And that's not right, man. That's not how and I've never, ever, ever treated my boys that way. Mm-mm. Or the girls, ever.
Yeah.
I would never do that. You say you want to do it, go do it and get it. And don't tell me how hard it is. And don't tell me how nervous you are. Go get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you choose not to, that's on you. It's not because someone wasn't supporting you. It's because you were too scared to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go get it. This life ain't going to come free. It ain't coming cheap. It's not going to come to you on your own, mm-hmm. waiting for you to.
I wish it would fall in your lap.
I sure wish it would, mm-hmm. but it's not going to happen.
Nope.
So the grind is there for a reason.
Yes.
So anyhow, thanks for coming, baby. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll have to do this more often.
Yeah. Hopefully it helps somebody somewhere.
Hope so.
Hopefully it helps our relationship because clearly we have a problem.
With food. With some food.
Let's say it like this. It's not the food that's the problem.
It's decision.
It's us that's the problem.
It's the decision. It's the decision.
But we were talking about dual submission, which is like it's part of it. You need to have that. But I think in some moments it's like, I think it's like in that. This is a daily decision. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. It's like
back and forth.
Do you remember The Jungle Book? Mm-hmm. Hey, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are we going to do? Hey, now don't start that again.
I see Jungle Book. I'm going to watch that with my kids. I like old movies.
I do too. I make them
watch all the older ones instead of all this new stuff.
Yes, new stuff.
New stuff.
But it's just, you know. We'll make a commitment to improve. I won't say it'll be better, but to improve. Sometimes I don't even know, though. It's like...
Well, sometimes I don't either. You want to have a different... Oh, here we go. Let me look on TikTok.
Thank you, TikTok.
Thank you, TikTok. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm cool with experimenting, but there's sometimes I see something that you think is going to be good, then I'm like...
Well, 90% of the time, what is my on TikTok?
It's Mexican food. You're always Mexican food.
I should have been Mexican.
She is the whitest Mexican you've ever met in your life.
I could eat Mexican food
every day.
Yeah. Chips and hot sauce.
Which is fine. I just am not. I'm probably Italian because I love Italian type food.
No, I do too, but I'm like, not all the time. Mexican food.
It's not for me. It's pasta. For you, it's tortillas.
It's tortillas. And I'm trying to stay away from that.
And chips.
Oh man, it's funny because Shelby's the same way. Because she asked me yesterday. She goes, "Mom, do you have any tortillas?" I said, "Oh, they're probably not very good." She goes, "It doesn't matter. I'm making chips."
That's hilarious. All right, you got a joke for us?
Oh, I do have a joke. Maybe. Okay, I take my glass off so I can see it.
I know, right?
It says. Why did the blind man fall in the well?
Because he couldn't see well.
Oh, shut up.
This was used on our podcast before.
Oh, dang it.
Aiden had that one.
Okay, well, let me do this other one then.
She said, oh, shut up.
Actually, it was, let me see if I can find this one. It says, I saw it just the other day. Let me find it on here. It's on TikTok. Let me find it. I just put it on TikTok. Don't get in trouble. Come on, get in trouble for this.
What is it?
No,
we've used TikTok on here a bunch of times.
I didn't save it.
I got it. I'll do it for you.
Okay.
A random email address keeps sending me pictures of canned meat. I hate spam.
I like spam. That was a good one.
Oh, man. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. I was going to go another direction, but we'll do this one. Marcel Pagnol? Pagnol? I don't know. P-A-G-N-O-L. The reason people find it so hard to be happy is that they always see the past better than it was, the present worse than it is, and the future less resolved than it will be. Mm. Focused on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Today is good.
Today is awesome.
It's good enough. Perfect? No.
No.
But it's good.
Yes.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you coming and helping us record content. Maybe we had a resolution. We may have to have another conversation to tell people whether or not we've resolved this issue or not.
Probably so. But yes. Putting this out there, we have t-shirts for sale if y'all want to buy a t-shirt. So
$20 a t-shirt.
$20 a t-shirt. We have any color you want. Please comment. Please. We need to sell some t-shirts.
We need to sell about 150 million of them.
Just buy a t-shirt.
I'm just kidding.
You can wear my favorite color. T-shirt.
That is her favorite shirt. I told her
she looks... I get more compliments on this shirt than...
It's fading, for sure. You get more compliments on your shirt than me?
I mean, then you like your shirts. I get more compliments. I've sold one of these shirts.
You did sell one of those shirts. To who? Our realtor.
Our realtor.
Oh, that's yes, funny.
Please buy one of our t-shirts.
Yes. So, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm John.
I'm Terry.